Hello, and welcome to today's Guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to have this opportunity to share this wonderful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening our hearts and our minds up to God, speaking to us, teaching us, leading us, guiding us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture today. It comes from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. I'll read it a total of four times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. And during that quiet time, I will invite you to focus either on an aspect of the reading or how that aspect of the reading intersects with you in your life, is personally meaningful to you in your life right now. So again, this is not so much a way of cognitively dissecting or understanding scripture, but instead opening ourselves up to God, speaking to us through scripture. So let us now turn to God through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice if there's a word or a phrase that just seems to jump out at you, that seems to be particularly relevant, whether you understand why or not. And during the quiet time, just concentrate on this word or this phrase. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith in me as well. In God's house, there are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come back to take you with me, that where I am, there you may be also. You know the way that leads to where I am going. Hear this reading now a second time, and during the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase is particularly meaningful to you in your life right now. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith in me as well. In God's house there are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come back to take you with me, that where I am, there you may be as well. You know the way that leads to where I am going. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to be open to what God may be asking of you, suggesting to you, leading to you as to how you might respond, who you could be, or what you might do in response to this word or phrase in your life right now. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith in me as well. In God's house there are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come back to take you with me, that where I am, there you may be as well. You know the way that leads to where I am going. Hear this reading now one last time, And in the quiet that follows, I invite you to either pray to God or simply sit quietly in the presence of God. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith in me as well. In God's house, there are many dwelling places. Otherwise, how could I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? I am indeed going to prepare a place for you, and then I will come back to take you with me. And where I am, there you may be as well. You know the way that leads to where I am going. Let us pray. Thank you, gracious and loving God, for the way you prepare a place for us and how you come and get us so that we may be with you. Help us open our hearts to receive you and to recognize you so that we may be open to your presence and share your love and your goodness and your truth with those in our lives. Guide us, love us, and lead us, and it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.